Nuclear Test Forensics. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Exploding a nuclear weapon underground sends a seismic ripple through the Earth that can be recorded in real time. Now, researchers have found that these underground tests also leave subtle imprints in the Earth that can be read years after the fact. Paul Vincent is a geophysicist at the Lawrence Livermore National Lab. He and his colleagues work with a technique called INSAR, which uses satellite images to measure tiny changes in the Earth's surface. They used INSAR to examine the Nevada test site, where the U.S. tested nuclear weapons until 1992.
The ground over the underground tests sort of fluff up, and over time, that surface will, due to gravity, relax back down, and that's what we're observing mainly, is that settling back down.
Vincent says INSAR can't monitor weapons tests as they happen, but it could help pinpoint their locations afterwards.
The applications are mainly, at this point, forensic in nature, in that we can go back and look at areas that we either know or suspect underground nuclear tests have occurred and see if there were evidence of nuclear tests.
Their findings appear in the journal Geophysical Research Letters. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.